Welcome to Daily AI News. I'm Alex.
I'm Emma.
Here are today's top stories in AI.
Fast, clear, and updated daily. Big moves in AI today. Google is pushing deeper into the agent era. Anthropic is turning Claude into a more serious tool for scientists and developers. And startups are still racing to cut the cost of inference. Let's get straight into it.
First up, one of the clearest signals from the large platform players. Google is expanding its agent strategy. In its latest updates, Google highlighted what it calls the Agentic Gemini era. Along with broader managed agent capabilities in the Gemini API, and the rollout of the Interactions API as a main interface for models and agents.
Why does that matter? Because the competition is no longer just about who has the smartest base model. It's about who can make AI systems usable in workflows, with memory, tool use, orchestration, and developer-friendly interfaces. Google is trying to turn Gemini from a chatbot brand into a full operating layer for AI products.
And if that platform angle plays out, developers may spend less time stitching together raw model calls and more time building actual agent experiences. That could speed up enterprise adoption, especially for companies that want more structure, more APIs, and more predictable production tooling.
Next, Anthropic is showing two different sides of its strategy. One is Claude Science, positioned as an AI workbench for scientists. The other is a behind-the-scenes feature story on how Claude Code evolved from an internal command line tool into a coding agent used more broadly.
Those two stories connect nicely. Claude Science suggests Anthropic wants to win in high-trust, professional research environments where auditability and integrated tools matter. And Claude Code points to the same larger pattern we keep seeing across AI. Users don't just want text generation anymore. They want systems that can operate across real tasks, especially in coding and technical work.
Anthropic also recently introduced Claude Sonnet 5, which it says is aimed at strong performance in coding, agent workflows, and professional work at scale. Taken together, this looks less like isolated product launches and more like a coordinated push. Better model, stronger workflow surface, and deeper penetration into serious use cases.
Now let's shift to the infrastructure side. TechCrunch reports that French startup ZML has released a free product designed to speed inference across a wide range of AI chips. That's a meaningful development because inference efficiency is one of the biggest pressure points in AI right now.
Exactly. Training still grabs headlines, but inference is where cost, latency, and deployment reality really bite. If a company can help customers get better performance across fragmented hardware environments, that becomes valuable fast. It also reflects a broader market theme. The AI stack is maturing, and optimization layers are becoming strategic products in their own right.
Another notable business signal. Microsoft is reportedly relying more on its own models as part of a broader AI cost-cutting trend. If true, that's important not just for Microsoft, but for the market. It suggests major players are looking harder at model economics, not just model quality.
And that's where the next phase of competition gets interesting. The winners may not simply be the labs with the biggest model releases. They may be the companies that can control cost, tune performance, and wrap those models into products people actually use every day.
One more story worth watching. TechCrunch also looked at how open source AI is affecting Anthropic. The headline takeaway is that open source may not be hurting Anthropic yet, but the pressure is clearly there. As open models improve, premium AI companies will need to keep proving why their performance, safety, or workflow integration justifies the price.
So the big picture today is pretty clear. AI is moving beyond headline model launches into a tougher, more operational phase. Agents, developer platforms, scientific workflows, inference efficiency, and pricing discipline. The conversation is getting more practical, and that's usually when markets start getting real.
That's the Daily AI News update for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.